They say, the greater the talent, the fewer words you should use in the introduction. If that's true, then all we'd do would be to nod in his direction, because he is a giant in the comedy field. His specialty is the stories of the Louisiana Cajun, a fun-loving breed of folks who speak half French and half English, and sometimes half something else. However they say it, it always comes out funny when our guest tonight does the telling. A hayride welcome for Justin Wilson.
Hi, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad for you to see me, I guarantee. It's a real pleasure to be on a hayride and tell you a few Cajun stories, but I always like to explain what a Cajun is. Hey! You got it, man. Cajun, generally spelled C-A-J-U-N, pronounced Cajun in Mexico. This is a mutilation of the word Acadian. Those wonderful people who left France and came to the New World and wouldn't stay up in Nova Scotia because they wouldn't swear allegiance to the King of England, they would just swear at him and real good. And they came down south. They started down Atlantic seacoast with what they could carry in their two hands and arms. And what would you take with you if you had to go 3,000 miles and carry what you could in your two hands and arms? And that's what happened to them. They tried to land in New England and no good church-going people wouldn't let them. And boy, am I glad. I'd hate like hell to be a Cajun from Hyannisport, I guarantee. Some of my mother's people landed in Maryland and Georgia, then came on overland to Louisiana. But most of them came there. You know, you pronounce the word Acadian in French, Acadien or Acadien, depending on what kind of Acadien or Acadien you may be. In the south of Louisiana, Cajun, Cajun being a true southern, he just shortened that to Cajun, Cajun, Cajun. In English, you call that Cajun. Now, us Cajuns know that some of y'all got some other names for us. And that's all right with us. We got some other names for you, too. Don't you worry. And I'm just half-bleed Cajun. Sometimes I wish I was full-bleed, and I know it's a good thing I'm not. But I couldn't have stood a full dose of this, believe me. I was in Johnny Gitro not long ago, talking with a friend with me. I was in there drinking some buttermilk with my friend, you know. And I was talking with a Cajun I've been knowing a long time. And in walked a little Cajun I've been knowing all his life. And he don't even spoke with me. He walked this Cajun what I'm talking with and said, I've been looking all over for you. I want to ask you something. He said, go ahead and ask me. I'm bound to know. He said, okay, my good hunting and plowing mule, what I got, is sick. Woo. Got the worm or the colic or something. And a good hunting and plowing mule is hard to get a hold of, and you know that. You got one. Maybe you can tell me what to do.
He started kidding and said, you know my mule got sick like that.
He said, what you did? He said, I gave him a quart of turpentine. He said, a whole quart? He said, that's right, not a fit nor a quart. He said, thank you. He left there, went by the village hardware, picked up a quart of turpentine, went home, gave it to his mule. Killed him dead in hell. Next day, came back in, Johnny Gitro's in there talking with my friend some more. He walked up to him and said, look, didn't you tell me you gave your mule a quart of turpentine? He said, that's right. He said, well, I went home and gave my mule a quart of turpentine, killed him dead in hell. This Cajun said, kill mine too, I guarantee. I got a friend, ladies and gentlemen, named Gordon Martin. Some of y'all may call it Martin, not knowing no better. And Gordon Martin has been sheriff of St. James Parish, which is between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, for 20 years. He was just reelected in 1975 for his sixth term. In 1975, he was sitting in the courthouse in Convent, politicking up a storm, shooking hands with all his constitutes when they come by. And by the side of his chair where he was sitting was a great big Louisiana licking pot Catahoula hound dog. Now, you know they're born mean. You got to taught them how to be good. And that's only in the daytime. They ain't going to be good at night, no. And a fella walked in there all dressed up, coat and tie, and said he don't do too much work for the state. He said, hello there, Sheriff. I'm glad for you to see me. Sheriff Martin said, I'm glad for you to see me, too. How's your family? He said, real good. And yours? Oh, he said, magnifique, magnificent. He said, Sheriff, does your dog bite? Sheriff Martin said, you know a sheriff wouldn't have a dog would bite. Of course my dog don't bite. And reached down to pet that dog when he did. He most bit his hand off. Well, they rushed around and give him first aid. Oh, she made him learn how to do that, you know. They give him first aid, and he come back down. He says, Sheriff, I thought you told me your dog don't bite. Sheriff Martin say, my dog don't bite. He said, the hell he don't. Look at my hand. Sheriff Martin say, that ain't my dog.